There's a fascinating machlokes brought down in the Achronim regarding the question of whether or not a person is allowed to say Lashon Hara about a Baal machlokes, a person who is entrenched in machlokes, a person who engages in confrontation, in discord, and in animosity. And the question is, what is this heter all about? What is behind this idea that it is mutter to say Lashon Hara about a Baal Machlekes? So the Mogen Avraham in Or HaChaim, Siman Kuf Nun Vav, brings down from the Yerushalmi this idea that it's mutter to say Lashon Hara about a Baal Machlekes. You don't have to say Lashon Hara about a person who is entrenched in Machlekes. And the Chafetz Chaim in Avos Chesed brings down a kasha on this Yesoid from a Gemara in Maseches Moed Katan Daf Tes Zayin. The Gemara in Maseches Moed Katan Daf Tes Zayin talks about a shliach bezdin. Bezdin sends someone to issue a subpoena, to summon someone to bezdin, to be mazmin someone with a hazmona to bezdin. And says the Gemara, we learn from a pasuk that the shliach bezdin is allowed to report back to bezdin what the person said when they received the hazmona. When the shliach bezdin went to issue the hazmona to the particular individual that is being summoned to bezdin, the shliach bezdin is allowed to tell bezdin exactly what was said in response to the hazmona, even if it was something negative. Even if the shliach bezdin was told something negative by the person they were summoning, nevertheless, it's mutter for the shliach bezdin to report what was said to the bezdin. And the Gemara learns out from a pasuk regarding Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu sent a shliach bezdin to summon Dasan v'Aviron to appear in front of bezdin. And the shliach bezdin was allowed to tell Moshe Rabbeinu and his bezdin what was said by Dasan v'Aviron, even though it was negative. Says the Gemara, you see that a shliach bezdin is allowed to tell bezdin what was said, even if it's negative, and it's not a violation of the Isser of Lashon Hara. It's not Lashon Hara. You're allowed to tell the bezdin what was said because it's a special din in Shliach Bezdin. That's the Gemara Moed Katan Daf Tes Zayin. Asks the Chofetz Chaim, what's the raya? What's the raya that there's a special, unique halacha in Shliach Bezdin? That the Shliach Bezdin is allowed to tell Bezdin what was said by the person they were summoning, even if it was negative and it's not considered Lashon Hara. By Dasan V'Aviron, it was different, because Dasan V'Aviron were Bali Machlekes. They were people who were engaged in Machlekes and discord. And it therefore was anyways mutter to be misaper Lashon Hara on Dasan V'Aviron, because the Yerushalmi says that it's mutter to say Lashon Hara about a Baal Machlekes. And therefore, there shouldn't be any source for the halacha that the Shliach Bezdin is allowed to report back to Bezdin what was said about them. L'chayra over there was different, because in the case of Dasan V'Aviron, they were Baal Machlekes, and Dafka over there, perhaps it was mutter for the Shliach Bezdin to say Lashon Hara about Dasan V'Aviron. The Chafetz Chaim says that perhaps for this reason, many Rishonim don't bring down this Yerushalmi Lalacha. The Rambam doesn't bring it down, the Rosh doesn't bring it down, and the Rif doesn't bring it down. The Amudei Hayra and the Rishonim don't cite this Yerushalmi Lalacha that it's mutter to say Lashon Hara and a Baal Machlekes. Why do the Rishonim omit the Yerushalmi? Perhaps the reason is because they had this Kasha. They saw this Gemara Moed Katan. The Gemara is mashma that Dafka, because this person was a Shliach Bezdin, he was allowed to say Lashon Hara and Dasan V'Aviron. It's mashma that it wouldn't be mutter based on any other reason, and since they were Bali Machlekes, there should have been a different reason to say Lashon Hara on them. And nevertheless, the Gemara's mashma that it would have been usher if it wouldn't have been a Shliach Bezdin. So after Chavetz Chaim, that's where the Yerushalmi derived that the Bavli argues in the Yerushalmi. The Bavli holds that it's usher to say Lashon Hara about a Baal Machlekes, and that's why the Yerushalmi don't bring this Yerushalmi down Lahalacha, because they assume that Lahalacha, it's usher to say Lashon Hara about a Baal Machlekes. That's what the Chofetz Chaim suggests, that the Yerushalmi, in fact, is saying a tremendous chiddush, but we don't pass like that. We pass like the Bavli, and the Bavli over here in Moed Katan is mashma not like the Yerushalmi, and therefore l'halacha it's going to be us. However, says the Chofetz Chaim, I have a way of reconciling the Bavli with the Yerushalmi. And says the Chofetz Chaim, perhaps we do in fact paskin like the Yerushalmi. There is a dispensation given to say Lashon Hara about a Baal Machlekes. You're allowed to say Lashon Hara about a Baal Machlekes in certain cases. However, only in a very specific case. And that is, if the Lashon Hara is being said for the purpose of causing the Machlekes to dissipate, and the point of the Lashon Hara is to bring Shalom. In other words, you have a machlekes that has erupted in town. And you feel that the only way to quiet down the machlekes and to bring shalom to the community is by saying a certain piece of lashon hara about someone. You want to say lashon hara about a baal machlekes in order to bring shalom. It will quiet down the machlekes if you say lashon hara about this baal machlekes. In that case, it's mutter. And in any other case, it's aser. It's not stam a heter to say lashon hara about a machlekes. It's very specific. Because when you say lashon hara about a baal machlekes in a way in which the recipient of the Lashon Hara, the person you're telling the Lashon Hara to, will realize about this Baal Machlekes, that he is a person trying to cause a Machlekes, and you will have the animosity dissipate with this Lashon Hara, then it's going to be Motah. But any other case, it's going to be awesome. And that's Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara in Moed Katan is talking about a regular Shliach Bezdin, who is telling Bezdin what Dostum Aviron said. The Lashon Hara that the Shliach Bezdin was telling Moshe wasn't quieting down the Machlekes. It wasn't stopping the Machlekes. So mitzad the heter to say Lashon Hara about a Machlekes, there was no heter in that case. Because the Lashon Hara that was being said wasn't quieting down the Machlekes. And nevertheless, it was mutter for the Shliach Bezdin to relate what happened to Moshe. So you see that there was this new heter going on over there. What was the heter? That's where the Gemara derived this heter, that the Shliach Bezdin in particular is allowed to tell the Bezdin what was said about them, because it's a special heter for the Shliach Bezdin. That's the Shita of the Chafetz Chaim. However, there's another opinion in the Achronim, and that is the opinion of both the Netziv and the Chidah. And the Netziv and the Chidah hold that there is, in fact, a general heter for a person saying Lashon Hara about a Baal Machlekes. It's a general heter. It's not specifically in order to quiet down the Machlekes, because they understand that the heter is based on the fact that the Baal Machlekes has din Rasha. He has the status in Halacha as being a Rasha, because he's not Oysa Maisa Amcha. If a person is not Oysa Maisa Amcha, he is not considered a regular Yid, he's considered a Rasha, and is mutter to say Lashon Hara about a Rasha. And according to the Netziv in the Chidah, the heter to say Lashon Hara about a Machlekes is because he has the status of a Rasha. And it turns out that there's a tremendous Machlekes. The Chafetz Chaim learns that it's a specific heter in order to quiet down the Machlekes. If you're going to say Lashon Hara about a Machlekes and it's not going to help stop the Machlekes from continuing, there is no heter. The Netziv disagrees and the Chidah disagree, and they both hold that the heter is a more general heter. You're allowed to say Lashon Hara about a Machlekes because he has it in Rosh.